Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Monday Night's Creation Lightship Healing Program on BBSRadio.com Station 1, The Healing Highway, where we discuss Ron's many clearings and how they can help you empower yourself in your life and become proactive. So, Ron, we're going to start out tonight maybe with some talk about this. On YouTube today, there was a video about alien attacks and alien invasion. Somehow the Russian prime minister was joking about this. So I was just wondering what you thought about that, and maybe we could see where everybody's at on the healing highway, and if there are any callers out there who have done the alien attack clearings, which are all available on creationlightship.com. We would love for you to call in and share your experience with us. So, Ron, any kinds of comments or questions or comments about that today?
Yeah, I think maybe people are kind of waking up. Very possibly he got briefed on something that happened. That's what I would guess. They already know about the situation with aliens. Maybe something was going down, and he got briefed more on it. And so then he probably figured that other people were also understanding that and hearing more information, maybe on the Internet, et cetera. So he probably made it sound like, yeah, it's out there, but, you know, you know how the disinformation is. So, yes, it's quite interesting. People are feeling more energies. And you have to look at the aliens for the 2012 Ascension. A lot of people channel information about how the Earth is moving into new frequencies, etc. I don't get into that a whole heck of a lot because, things are happening. But the main thing is the fact that a lot of people think they're going to be going to the fifth dimension. Remember, the light doesn't have any dimensions, so if you are thinking that through your spiritual evolution, using the spiritual laws of hierarchy of the darkness, then there will be different dimensions. And who's on that dimension? They may think that it's going to be enlightened beings. Are they going to be any different than the ones here, even though they're trying to take you onto a timeline that is called the fifth dimensional timeline? Very possibly it could be much worse than it is here. That's what will happen at the true ascension, is that this planet of light at this moment will no longer exist, which means that you're just going off into additional timelines, just like you're doing now, but you won't have the chance to come back here because this place will not exist any longer. So you're looking at your grounding point of light, which is here, and then you're also looking at the non-light energies of all the timelines and dreams that you go on to. Continuously when go on the Beyondo, and so for an average person, they probably won't know the difference, just that they'll never have light. So that's why we have the alien attack page, to help people out who are under attack and having situations, you know, going sour in their life or feeling things happening to them. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, the Alien Attack page is a great resource for all of us. It really helps us become proactive in our own lives and take control of our own healings. All of these healings that we're talking about, if you're new and you're out there listening, are available on creationlightship.com. And if you look at Ron's website, it is one of the recommended healings, so you can either find it that way, or you can type in alien attack into the search box on the website, which is a great way to find out. There's a ton of information on the website, too, about all of the different kinds of alien attacks and how to use them to best, for your whatever may be going on in your life. There was a question from Maxine on the fast chat, Ron, and she's asking, what is the difference between empowered from source versus the extraterrestrial external trap?
Okay, the source energy is where you live in the moment, and you're in it with your spirit, whether you know it or not, when you're experiencing a loss in time by doing something creatively. you could have a loss in time as you get abducted also. But typically, I don't think you're going to really be that creative during that moment because you are in the present moment. The aliens are not going to want to attack you or attach to you either way when you're in light. So when you're doing something like driving or just doing something where you're really not too focused on what you're doing, you're just living life and not being out of time, then they can abduct you, and that's what you will probably have as far as maybe empowerment there. Might be able to actually sense the alien energy. So we'll do that right now. Let's show you the difference. So I want you all to think of something that you may want to do that might be a creative aspect in your life right now. So just think of something. Maybe you want to sing or write or something. Just think of that thought. And we'll bring in the energy that you normally have, which will be in darkness energies. And it'll seem like light to you because you won't know the difference unless you understand what being in the light actually is and can sense that. So here we go. Just think of your situation, whatever you're choosing to do. It could be even reading a book or something. So here we go. Hopefully going to be creative. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now what we're going to do is take that same thought form that you're having, whatever that would be, and we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. And now you're going to think of it in your heart, and you can feel the difference in energies. So here we go. Dropping down, commanding your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're connected. So I'll drop down from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now, see how that feels for you. It could feel a lot more at peace. And maybe be a little more creative because now you're tapping into source energy, which is unlimited as far as knowledge and information. And the other way, it was mind-controlling programs that you're connecting with. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, thank you very much, Ron. And I think we have a caller. I heard a beep just before you started that last clearing. So caller, do you want to go ahead and state your name and your comment or question for Ron, please?
Yeah, Alexia, can you take off some of the December energies that are coming in, especially around the backside? That's all.
And near the end of the call, we'll do that. Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you for calling. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, actually, there is a question on the fast chat from Nick about the 2012 Ascension, and he's asking, what is 2012 Ascension from the dark side point of view, and why do they make it look good to us?
Well, remember, they have to entice you some way to connect to an energy outside of yourself. And that energy that you're connecting to is a way that the aliens and many, many races can connect to you through different timelines. So it's a way that they have a way to connect to you through propaganda, by reading people's channelings and whatever else is going on there. We're just finding out about 2012. Knowing that something's going to happen. So when you put your consciousness there, then you're automatically giving them permission to abduct you because you are thinking about something and searching for more information. Just by doing so, unfortunately, can hook you into a timeline, look for more information, or just to connect you yourself to them so that when everybody believes and thinks Ascension time is going to happen. And it's sort of like what we have every year when we typically watch from New York on TV, you know, when they drop the ball down and it's New Year's, okay? They have all this in line, in place, to abduct a lot of people to dark side universes. Naturally, what will be replaced here is a cloned replica body of you. Remember, the difference is that the clones that you have come in and out every 10 minutes. this one here will be a true clone of you, because remember, you just can't vanish. What would your neighbors think? Or what would the one person that was, might not be a bad idea, in fact, if they just took everybody off. Boy, that'd be wonderful. Just think, you could walk down your street and see nobody, able to live in the nicest house by driving somewhere to maybe an expensive neighborhood. And wow, as long as you have power, that'd be great. Have a lot of food and whatever you wanted to eat. Yeah. So, might not be a bad idea if they didn't put clones in. Wow, a whole new Earth. Oh, anyway, back to you, Elizabeth. I don't know if I answered the second part completely, but the whole thing is,
well,
is that it's, just a, it's a point that they're making to do something, and it's a special day. So just think of it as a special abduction day where the aliens have your permission because you're believing in something's going to happen. So naturally, kill, you know, the old saying, curiosity killed the cat. And you're curious to find out what's next. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, it's really interesting. I mean, I watched the that brief YouTube video about the Russian prime minister joking around about alien invasions, and it's really interesting to read the comments underneath there. There's so many people still thinking that, you know, oh, aliens must be benevolent and so much more advanced than us, which is, you know, what the majority of the comments were saying. But it seems to me like if something's feeding off your source energy and your spirit energy, then it's going to do whatever it can to make that prospect of taking your energy very attractive to you so that you are going to come into that, and then they'll be all sort of lined up there ready to take your energy. So it seems like the best thing you can do is to become proactive, which is one of the things that is really great about the alien attack page. And it's only $10 for 1 week, $30 for 30 consecutive days. And it's also part of the Mind Matrix bundle, which is a great package of clearings to do if you really want to get into it. And that one is $200 a month, but it includes the Mind Matrix barcode removal, cellular mental clearing, the orb clearing, and also the complete alien attack page, which includes shapeshifters and alien parasites. So you can find more information about that on creationlightship.com. Also, Ron, I wanted to point out that there's a great Q&A section on the top right of the BBS page, which, if you're a new listener, can be sort of like a bullet point link to the Wikipedia page, where there's a lot of information about Ron and his work with the Creation Lightship discussed. So if anybody has, you know, wants sort of a primer on what CLS is and what it does and who Ron is and what he does, that's a great place to start. It's also accessible through creationlightship.com. There's a picture of two little angels and it says Q&A. So if you are looking for more information, that can definitely help you. Just going to check the fast chat, Ron, for any more questions. So Nancy is asking, where did mental energy originate from?
Ah, well, what I believe has happened is that there's some type of database out there. Maybe you can call it a big computer or something. I can't really guarantee that, but you have to realize that as above, so below. So below here, we now have a lot of computers at our particular present time with programs. And we do know about the mind-looping program where you keep repeating things over and over again. Sometimes it can be negative events in your life that you just can't get away from. You're having a nice day doing something, and all of a sudden, you know, you think of a pet or animal that you had that got run over by the car, right? Maybe you ran over it, you know, that'd be even awfuler, you know, the worst case scenario. And all of a sudden you think about it because, sure enough, today's the day that it happened, 5 years ago. And, oh, geez, I did that to my best friend. So that's kind of like the mind looping scenario where it keeps coming into your realm. Or it's words that you use all the time. And we're probably all guilty of this. No, somebody says, how are you today? And what do you say? Normally you don't say really how you feel, at least most people don't. They'll just say, oh, I'm doing okay, or I'm feeling good, you know, and everything's fine. Nobody really wants to hear anything other than that. You know? And if you say you're having a really crappy day and this happened and that happened, right away they're going to walk away from you, you know, and if you keep on for maybe more than a half a minute, definitely going to walk away because they don't want to hear what you're going through. And you're starting to slime them, we'll say. So the main thing is that people normally want to hear the same thing as that's the mind-controlling program that they want to hear. And it kind of shakes hands. And after you, you know, say, oh, I feel great today, or I'm doing well, or fine. It's much like when you answer your telephone. What do you say? Hello? You know? Basically, that's probably what everybody says. So that's another mind-controlling situation to connect two people together, as you're used to hearing that particular phrase. So that's what they do, is use programs to control your body. If you check out even on YouTube, the Super Soldiers, you're going to find there's a person, I think his last name is Prince. He has two names. Can't recall it offhand, but I think it's Michael Prince. And he was involved with these programs, being a super soldier, so to speak, robotic person with parts that they can stick on him. They have him probably deep freeze if he goes out and does a mission, you know, through a program that makes him get activated. Then all of a sudden, if he has anything done to him, they can replace an arm or a leg or something. Fortunately, I watched that. Not that it's unfortunate, but I watched it to see what's going on. And at the very end, you know, at least a series that I watched, he said that, you know, talking about people being maybe put into FEMA camps if the aliens came, and he made it sound like, he did say this, that there's no problem. Super soldiers that are like him can fight off the aliens. Oh, don't worry about a thing. So that, to me, is disinformation. He did say he had a clone of himself. Maybe many of them, and very possibly that was a clone talking to give out this information. Oh, I guess, so basically I think everything's probably a computer here, computerized. At least we run by those programs. That's why we have DNA to run programs through us from our past, and that's the whole process. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great, Ron. Thanks for that. And I believe we have a caller on the line. So, caller, do you want to go ahead and state your name and your question for Ron?
Yeah, hi, Liz. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Okay.
Hey, Larry.
Talk about the alien attack page and what you've done on it, Larry.
I had a question, Ron, if I could. I've done some about that, yes, but I had a question. If I could have a free spirit here just for a second. I met a group of people here Saturday, and I had some, there's a lot of handshaking shoulder slapping going on and friendship going on. And I'm wondering, Saturday and the Saturday before last, I met the same people in this group. Did I get any entities from that?
Yeah, of course.
I did?
That's a given.
Okay.
Yeah, so... You know, you better go on and do some clearing to get these things off of you. Remember, as you have clearing, anybody out there, as you become more clear, what does that mean? That means that you have more spirit energy. What does the dark side want to steal from you? Your spirit energy. So as you go into situations and people do touch you, hug you, shake your hand or whatever, push up against you, they will start stealing your spirit energy. You don't know who's in that body. So you have to be very careful, and or just know that you want to keep your body temple sacred. Otherwise, if you're having clearings and you choose to do that, I personally would think it'd be a waste of money, as you're cleaning yourself out, and then you're knowingly contaminating yourself. It could also be a program that you're running to do that. So you may want to do a clearing for a situation like that, maybe reoccurring situations. We have barcodes for that, where they're actually controlling you to get involved with things that you may not normally do. So, yeah, all they're doing is stealing more spirit energy from you. And, you know, that's what the dark side's doing. Remember, when you were a baby, you were whole and complete. And lots of spirit energy. Where did it go? Well, you got stuck into mind as you had to learn how to listen to your parents and exist here. And they started stealing parts of you. That's why babies look so nice and older people look like they're, you know, doomed with darkness. That's the reason, because they gave themselves away living life here, not knowing that you have to keep your body temple sacred. Thank you, Larry.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call, Larry. And that's definitely an important thing to point out, I think. Especially, Ron, as you get more of your spirit energy back in your body and you become more of the light and of your own source energy, it would make sense that people are kind of drawn to you and wanting to kind of take that away. Does that make sense to you, too?
Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it is really important to kind of guard yourself, especially when you're in a situation.
But you have to be conscious and aware that I want people to do that to you. Now, if they all have had clearings, it might be a different story. But, if you're going into a situation, then you're being the sacrificial lamb to these people. You don't know who's in their body. What's in their body? I won't say who, but what? What's in there? No? A shapeshifter wanted to steal light, like light. They look wonderful on the outside. And what's on the inside? So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a couple more questions on the fast chat. Jimmy had an interesting question. He's asking, is it possible to be creative and use no mental thought to work? There's the first part of his question, too. So if we plug into the matrix when we get mental, and I guess he's asking, is it possible to be completely heart-centered and be creative?
Of course. Yeah, of course. But that's the way you're meant to be. You're to do the mind to heart drop and be creative. That's simple. That's you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. And Jeremiah is asking, is CLS doing anything to stop this scanned process, especially if we request for help? So I guess he's referring to the alien attacks and alien invasions, which I know you do a lot of work on, Ron.
Okay, well, what's the exact question?
He's asking, I'm not sure if this is a while back, so I'm thinking it relates to the alien invasions. Jeremiah, if you're still out there, maybe you could clarify this for us. But he's asking, is CLS doing anything to stop this end process, especially if we request help?
That's a hard question to answer because the light doesn't always notice you. If your spirit, you connect to your spirit can help you. During the clearings, the light ship will work with you through the clearings. If you're not doing clearings, I would imagine that it's a possibility, but I can't guarantee that. Only because the energy, of the light is doing other things, working maybe on your behalf also to get rid of things. But that's why we have clearings up, so you can stay proactive with the clearing. So I guess another way to ask the question and also to answer it would be, if I did a couple of clearings, will CLS protect me? 6 months on down the road or something if I get into trouble with something. Well, a way to look at that would be you have free will, free choice here. And so the light is not really going to interfere with you because of your free will, free choice of what you're choosing to do. It only come in to assist you other than having clearings, through the ascension process every 2,000 years. So basically, if we have had no clearings up, you know, on the website, or I did nothing here as far as clearing, like what was done 2,000 years ago, then light would not even recognize you because you're your own light. So you are the light. And then ascension time would come, and at that particular instant, in the moment of no time, in the now, then everything would be turned off, and everything gets returned back to the light, and it starts over again. How long it's going to be off, I don't know, but that's basically what happens. But that's the only way they're going to actually come in and interfere with you, in a sense, is because they're reclaiming themselves back to themselves to do purifications on their creation. That's the way it works. So are they going to interfere with your life? Typically not, because you're making a choice to choose your reality. The aliens do attack people all the time, continuously, through programs. So that's why we have clearings up, so that you can help yourself to get off of those timelines that they're connecting to you to have your wonderful experience playing around with your body and everything else. Well, the timelines are one good way to get things off of you. Another one is to get more of your spirit in you. Do clearings, because if you haven't done a few of the basic clearings, then just doing a timeline crash is not going to make you whole and complete. Just gets you off of a timeline that you're being abducted onto and being used and abused. You want to get yourself here. And timeline crashes is not going to do nearly as much, or maybe 10% of what you'd be doing if you did a whole lifetime clearing. Let's just put it that way. So that's why you need to do the clearings. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I think the most important part to realize about the alien attack page is that it really is about you being proactive and protecting yourself. Because like Ron said, I mean, if you're just kind of going through your life and these bad things are happening to you, then it's up to you to create your free will and free choice and take action against these kinds of attacks. So if there are any callers out there that have done the alien attack page and would like to call in and share their experience about what type of attack or how the healings have helped you or the clearings have helped you, toll-free number for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008 or 530-413-5011. So we'd love to hear from you if you would like to call in and share. We'd love it. There is a question on the fast chat round from Israel, and he's asking, if I were to get killed right now accidentally, what would happen to my spirit?
Well, if you had clearings, more than likely the light would possibly find your spirit and take you away into quarantine. And so you'd be doing, in a sense, like a pre-ascension. Your spirit would be out of here. If you haven't did any clearings, then it's just like, we'll just say that you're a regular person at an expo asking this question, and you just found out about CLS, and you go, if I died right now, the light find me? The answer would be no. So, you know, that's why I strongly recommend doing the spirit barcode, that you get the abduction energies off of your spirit. Not that it's going to get rid of all of them, but what it's going to do is have the light recognize you. Like I said before, the light doesn't know anything about you until every 2,000 years when it collects parts of itself. And if we didn't have these clearings up, the light would not recognize anybody that lived here. The fact that you're doing clearings makes you be on the radar with the light ship. Other than that, it's not going to look over and watch anybody's experiences, because it doesn't choose to do that, because it's a non-judgment. So hopefully that helps all of you. The churches sort of definitely don't say that correctly at all. They just think that Jesus is up there, in a sense, or Muhammad watching you, and you have to do good deeds all the time, and you're being, you know, there's a scorecard on you, and even other probably faiths believe something similar, but basically you're not connected to anything of the light other than your own spirit. The main thing is not to get connected, if you possibly can, to do the clearing. That's why we have the 8-hour call to get rid of the parasitic life forms off of you that next weekend, Saturday for 4 hours, and then adjacent Sundays, 8-hour. So we do three 8-hour calls to get rid of the alien attached life forms. So you're here living on this planet. Everybody chose this planet to live on. Hopefully you'd only come here for one incarnation. That's what the Land of Light's about. Then you would leave, and somehow everybody got stuck here. You did choose to come here at some point. And while you're here, the light ship has really no concern over that, because it's up to you to get out of here. But, you know, with the aliens out there controlling you, attacking you and everything else, you're kind of stuck here until you can get out. That's why they have ascension. And you can't leave here. Probably go to the Land of Light, but if you're contaminated, how are you going to do that? The light will not accept you. That's why we have calls to help you out. So if for some reason, you know, there is a vortex that opened up, we'll just kind of use that term, and a stargate or whatever, and it says, this is the way to get out of here, you know. And you could see the light ship, will say, in out there at the tail end of it, and it was real. Would the light accept you? No, the light would see you as darkness. It would terminate you like it does when we go after alien ships and things, because this is darkness energy, because you're not cleaned up. The ascension time is different. Ascension time, you go into quarantine, and then they try to find out what parts of you gave away because you went to a church, or you did some kind of attunement, or you did the of the harmonic convergence all these years, etc., and involved with, you know, sacred sites, etc., which were connected to aliens, and, you know, all this stuff, you chose to denounce your spirit and to get taken away to the Beyondo and to be hooked up more with the aliens. That's the problem here, is that humans choose to do these things. Like I said, curiosity killed the cat. Should be curiosity killed your spirit. That would be more truthful. And it also, curiosity is killing your body. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, okay. So BM is saying on the fast chat, the alien attack page keeps him protected, and he knows mostly from when they forget to put it up and feels attacked. So that's interesting. And that leads me to another part of the alien attack page, Ron, which was the people that have had near-death experiences and have kind of had experiences with the light of the darkness, kind of also relates to Israel's question. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about the difference between those two things. And I don't know if there's anybody out there who's done a clearing after having an experience with an NDE or Light of the Darkness, but if you would like to call in and share that, maybe that would be helpful for listeners to find out, too, what the difference is between those two things.
Yeah, I've been talking about that more recently. It's basically your physical body in a near-death experience. It's actually the body dies. So let's just change the way they talk about that, because whoever coined the term near-death experience, I don't even know why they would say that, because it's not a near-death, because you actually died. So, under most cases, the body dies. We'll just say that, well, there probably could be ones where you could be maybe in a coma or something, but at that point, you probably would not have your DNA turned off. So, when the DNA gets turned off, when your body's dead, then... remember, you still store all your information is still in your bones. Like cremation is so good. Aliens do like your bones. They go to graveyards for and dig up bones energetically, or they just go there on timelines and take that whole piece of you on a timeline, dig you up, and deal with your bones. That's another situation. But the near-death experience, the body dies. There's no electrical energy, in a sense. There's no program. There's no batteries. Just think if your laptop, you know, wasn't plugged into the wall or you took the batteries out of it. Will it work? No. What's going to activate those programs? You need electricity. Some type of something, some frequency of electricity, voltage, just use that word, voltage, to get everything to work. So you get turned off and everything stops. And now is it going to have something in there that's going to hold the charge on everything? Well, you know that your computer does that. Take the battery out. There are built-in programs that stay activated that's already in place in an integrated circuit that will allow you to keep that program initially, but most of them are gone. And all of a sudden, when you come back on again, this is your body, then if you don't have much DNA, your spirit still owns your body, comes back into it. Unless another walk-in spirit wants to come in, a different spirit of, at a different frequency with maybe a different way of looking at life here, but it'll still be from your soul family. And so it'll come into you, or your other one will come back in. And remember, it's just strictly running programs. So it's following the program that you are running for it. And you could say it's just following the memory of what was stored inside of the body. So if it's all erased, then all of a sudden you can say, gee, this is great. Got rid of all this energy that was in here before. Really, it's not going to know the difference on it too much, but it will be, energetically slimed with the emotional body energy. So it'll come in, and maybe the body will take a lot of that away from it. Maybe the dark side cleanses the spirit automatically, a lot of the darkness. As you went through that white light tunnel of darkness, you have to go somewhere. You're not going to light, true light. You're going to the light of the darkness. You come back in again, and you could be a different person, different personality. That's only because you're now working with the DNA that is still in your body, program, and you've got rid of a lot of programs. So some people do a complete about face and become a different person when these things get released from them. This is kind of what we do when we do the clearings. It's very similar. We start taking away the programs in you that were instilled in you from your grandparents, going back through who your body is and what it is. So remember, you're living their life. That's probably the way it works. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it would seem like even sometimes people wake up speaking another language, or it's not so dramatic as a near-death experience or, you know, a death experience, but I've heard stories about, you know, suddenly someone can speak French and they've never known how to do that, or they're, you know, an American and then suddenly they can speak six languages or something. It's very interesting how that works, and seems like that might be something similar, some kind of different program being loaded into you. Just wanted to make a couple of announcements for the upcoming months. We do have the physical body rejuvenation intensive starting with the 4-hour ascension preparation call on December 15th, Saturday, and then the 8-hour physical body rejuvenation special calls, which begin on Sunday the 16th and then continue on the 23rd and the 30th. So it's 44 hours of healing for only $300, and that includes the weekly specials. There's also the 2013 yearly manifest call coming up, which is the first Sunday in January, January 6th, 2013. It's a 3-to-4-hour call, and it includes water activation, and also we can sample the energy of the upcoming year and create an affirmation for each month. So that's a great call to get on. It's only $20. So if you're looking for a great way to start the new year, that might be a really good sort of call to get on. I'm definitely planning on getting on that one myself. So Ron, there's a question on the fast chat from Jacob, and he's asking, we are in decontamination quarantine if we're getting on the calls this month, question mark.
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh. So if you pay for the session that will be, you know, this coming weekend, we'll say you bought it tonight, well, then you would be connected to the light ship at that particular time, and you could very well be taken into quarantine. So you would be in quarantine throughout the month until the next month, or maybe the next calls start to happen. Oh, yes, that is correct. So you're basically in quarantine typically for, you know, 30 days. And the light ship looks for the parts of you that was stolen by the aliens, and also the parts that you gave away to the aliens freely because you wanted to do that energetic attunement by somebody. So they try to find the parts of you that is not with you. Remember, you have to look at the whole situation. You could have a cloned finger and or a cloned joint. Your finger can still work. Light ship will look at that and say, uh-oh, there's an alien cloned energy there. And it'll try to find it if it possibly can. Remember, it doesn't go into darkness, but it has to look for something, so it'll try to find a clue. And you probably get found just by accident by the light ship looking for somebody else who has an energetic signature going out into the darkness. And it all depends how far out they can go. And remember, they have to look for light. If they don't see light, then they're not going to find you. So if you have a candle burning in one room and you close the door and you can't see it burning any longer, that's the way it is. You could have one room lit up and have another room with a candle, and if you don't see it, the light's not going to go looking because it won't be able to find it. So that's one way to kind of understand what's happening. The light has to look for light, which is what it always does. And if it's in too far into darkness, then you could be gone forever. That's what humans are choosing to do to think. They go into mind energy. That's the unfortunate thing. You know, your ancestors chose that, and now you're running programs, and you don't know how to get out of them. You do have clearings to help you. You can get out of them if you choose to. Just that you have to become diligent and, you know, understand your situation with people around you, and if you want to reinfect yourself over again by getting involved with rituals and things like that, as that's what they're for. They're only created by the darkness to disempower you. Heal your spirit. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron, and Alyssa was asking what we meant by the affirmations for the New Year's energies. So that is referring to the 2013 yearly manifest call. So maybe you want to talk about that just for a few minutes?
A lot of people like to know what's going to be happening during the year energetically. So this will give you a clue, typically, of what's going to be coming here from light month by month as the light is getting stronger, getting ready for ascension. So that's what you're going to be feeling. As far as an affirmation, most people think of an affirmation of wanting something more in their life, and they'll write something down that they want to have more money or have this or have that. Well, if the energy tends to be going that way, with the energy coming here, you might feel a pull to match an affirmation of what you may want to have or do with that particular month. But, you don't have to do an affirmation. In darkness, people do affirmations all the time. They keep thinking about stuff and things appear as your thoughts create a reality. Light doesn't work that way because there's no thought energy. Well, you're just getting a sampling of peace and more peace as the peace becomes to be more fuller throughout the year, as it is gaining more energy as days go on, as the darkness is taken away out of the light. So you're able to see be what month you might feel that maybe you're doing clearings and you don't feel whole and complete yet, and maybe you have a few more to do. Maybe you have to do 10,000 timeline crashes, and maybe in 3 months from now, if you do that, maybe that energy that's here might help you out somewhat or make you feel like you want to manifest something in the light. And you just match up that energy of the month to what you're choosing to be doing. That's kind of what it's like. But don't go into it writing down. You may want to get maybe 15 affirmations of what you think you may want to have happening next year, but and then match it up with the energy that's coming into the planet from the light, and just see how, you know, what month might be good for that affirmation. You may only have, you may have 15 of them, maybe only one might seem valid to you. And then, actually, the light only works in the now, so when that month comes, I want to see if what you wrote down is going to, you know, enhance you, because it could be different. So each month is not going to be in stone. Oh, it's like this is this energy. It'll be close to what's going to come here. Oh, and it could even be speeded up a little bit. You never know. But it just gives you an idea, and it's a wonderful call. You just really feel a lot of peace energy, and it kind of prepares you for the upcoming year. Well, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, I believe we have a caller on the line. So, caller, do you want to go ahead and state your name and your question for Ron?
Hello?
Hi. Who is this?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Michael. I had a question for you. I was wondering if you could answer something that I was wondering about myself. I'd recently moved to a different location, and the whole energy behind it was kind of weird. And I was just wondering if it had some military presence to do with it, or was I just being paranoid?
Well, I guess the first thing I'll ask you is, are you in or have you been in the military?
No.
Oh, okay. So then you're asking if... is there a military base around where you are or something?
Yeah, it's in Seattle, but I don't know. I just started noticing, like, the signs and everything, and some different things of that nature, and I just wanted to kind of figure out what was the energy behind it, because I kind of felt like there was a gaze of these things kind of pulling some of the strings. But a lot of it, I felt like it was me as well, like my authentic energy, but then some other stuff, trying to keep it in a contained line, I guess.
So what I hear you asking is, you moved to an area where there's a military base, and I think you're thinking that the military base is putting out frequencies or energies or abducting people or doing something that... is interfering with your life. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it sort of feels that way. You could be in the energy of it. You may not be having all those experiences, but the fact that you got drawn there and now you're realizing that all the signs are there, maybe that you're seeing, recognizing physical signs are just signs that there's a presence here that you can't put your finger on. You could have been possibly mind controlled to move to that location. It's a possibility. That does happen. What you might do is, this may not help you now, but you might do a grid line clearing. I'm trying to think, because that would disconnect you from that area and just see if you still want to live there. Actually, when people move, it's you know it's hard to relocate sometimes because you have a lot of stuff, you know. And but you may do a grid line clearing, and just see if you're able to disconnect yourself from the earth energies there, and then maybe do some other clearings that are free in the website, like the satellite crashes and things, and just see if that happens to ease the energy that's being transmitted to you, if that is the case. And you will know it. And you may say, gee, I don't want to live here anymore, you know. So that could be a possibility. You know, people are drawn to places where things happen, and the things could be anything going on.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I guess that, I'll say it again, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that's what I would probably do is just, you know, at least do the free clearings that can help you, and then the grid, the Earth grid one, you may want to disconnect from that and just see, make sure your body's doing good.
Okay, I'll try it out.
Maybe even a space clearing, possibly, but kind of decide which one might work best for you. And watch other people.
Another question.
Yes. Oh, we don't have much time left. Looks like it's 51
okay, well,
after.
That was it for tonight, then.
Okay. So thank you for calling, and we can look at it later on another show, too, if you'd like. If you do a couple clearings, we can go a little deeper with it. Let's see here. We're going to do a clearing for, what did the caller want, Elizabeth, a while back here? Something to do with
For the 2012, I think.
Yeah, I think it was the 2012 energies on timeline.
2012 energies on, he felt them on his back, I think. I can't really remember, but that's what I think he said.
Yeah, that sounds correct to me, too. So here we go. Let's take away energies that could be attaching to you, forcing you to go to different timelines, energetic cordings, et cetera, from the beyondo. And here we go. So releasing those. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so hopefully that could help you out a lot. And to do those timeline crashes for, you know, the 2012, maybe do the 2012 barcode. That 2012 barcode is designed to get the energies off of you that you could be feeling now, where you're feeling like you're whacked out or walking on a bunch of timelines at once, not knowing where you are. Maybe some people are even seeing, like, in 3D or something. Maybe you're seeing yourself replicated as you're walking. You look alongside of you and you see, like, a 3D vision of things. That's because you're on more than one timeline living. So, want to be here. So, back to you, Elizabeth. I guess we can wrap up our show here. And thank you, everybody. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you so much, everybody, and thank you, callers. And we had a couple of things. Go to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And, Ron, I'll just forward them on to you so you can have them. Maybe we can get to them on our next show. Sorry, we seem to have run out of time. So I'll just say goodnight and thank you, everybody, and hope you'll join us next Monday for more on the Healing Highway. Thank you so much.
Hey, blessings, everybody. Good night.